What's the date?
December 12th.
12 deck, AD 13. The sun is still going south. I was keeping close check on it. It's very difficult to do this. I still have tendency to go into suns. So far, I don't hope you have that trouble in the near future, but it's a rather funny feeling, you know. There's the thing, and it isn't that it's hot. It's that it's sort of going... You say, well, one too many crashes. We probably have to cut this off the tape. We mustn't talk about things like this now, you see, because of Scientology Zero and all that. Perfectly all right in this particular lecture, because I'm going to try to give you now a very fast and rapid summary of OT processes. This is a matter of record, not so much a matter of education, but a matter of record. It's very important that we have a rapid rundown. It may not have been entirely in your view that how OT processes are done and the technology, which is the final finished technology of internal bank running and so forth, has not been made a matter of record. It is not a matter of record. It's the bits and pieces which are around, and even the materials on tape that are around, do not form a concise picture. Yet the technology itself is very precise. It's extremely crisp. It's probably the crispest piece of technology which we have. And it is rounded off now to a point where it isn't varying a thousandth of a millimeter. It's just dead on. It's not something you vary from. Now, the liabilities are, is having a PC who doesn't know what the score is with regard to a bank and who will argue with you about the structure of a GPM. Some people become very concentrated on various parts of the bank and very easily make mistakes about parts of the bank and so on, and get misconceptions about what they're looking at. Take some PC, for instance, who has two RIs in view. Well, let's take that. That PC could very easily say, well, I have two GPMs. You see? And become quite upset if you insisted they had more than that in terms of GPMs, because these are the visible manifestations are just these two big RIs. And, of course, these are two horrendously overwhelming large pieces of mass, and quite convincing, and so on. And you take somebody else that says, well, they don't have the heliotropous implants, or they don't have this. This is at the lower level, don't you see? Well, there's some possibility that that's true. You see, they might have missed, and they might be from another galaxy, and that has already been cared for in some of the bulletins. But you know what some implants they do have, however. They wouldn't be on this planet without having the train implants. That's impossible. You couldn't have gotten here otherwise. So there are sets of implants there that you could run into and so forth, and there are variations and so on which occur at level 5, at what is now level 5. And there are variations. Somebody could have missed out on it. And I found the other day, back around Trillions 2, a whole set of implants. I say the other day, I've been colliding with them here and there and going back on the track running actual GPMs. But there's a whole set of implants back around Trillions 2 which are quite similar to the heliotropous implants, for which we do not have the pattern, which I don't have a pattern for. And yet they look quite like it. There's the standing parking meter type of implant jet, and there's the wide fields and the railroad track and that sort of thing. And here's this whole series of implants, GPM-type implants back there, which we don't have. Well, there's no particular reason for me to wrestle around with this. Someday somebody wants to get his star of something or other. Why, he can go back and dig up the pattern for these things for me. I've taken enough knocking around on that line, thank you. And, we're just lucky I held together as long as I did. Now, the upshot of this is that you can get variations, you see, in bank composition at level 5. Here's somebody without the heliotropous implants, and here's somebody else with another strange set of implants that nobody's ever seen. You see, you get these differences. So there are case differences. The patterns, if you've got the heliotropous implant, he hasn't got another heliotropous implant pattern. It's the same one. But case differences, don't you see? He's come down a different route because this has a lot to do with the individuality of the individual, you see, and what he... some of us were standing in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he was fortunate enough to be in the right place at that particular time, you see. He missed. Maybe he was incarcerated in a stone while a lot of things were going on. Who knows what happened to him at that period. But you can get variations at level 5 is the only point I'm making, but you don't get any variations at level 6. If you had any variations, the person wouldn't be here. One person hasn't made different types of GPMs, actual GPMs, than another person. But lack of data on the part of that person and an overburdened case and not any complete or comprehensive understanding of what the symbols are supposed to apply to could bring about an apparent difference in the case. Am I making my point? They don't quite know what you're talking about, and therefore they say they haven't got them, they have got them, something. You've got a lead pipe crash. I've already gone through thinking cases were different at the OT process levels. See, I've already gone through this, and I find out they aren't different. And that is that. The differences are simply mistakes being made by the auditor of the PC, and those mistakes show up catastrophically after a little while. Now, every GPM is composed similar to every other actual GPM. Actual GPMs are not different in their basic composition. The goal is an RI, always is the first RI in the bank. It then runs on up the line on a solved basis, not on an opposed basis. It's a problem. It's the goal's problem mass with the opposite items going on up the bank, don't you see? But those masses actually are very huge spheres. They're all the accumulated energies and so forth anybody ever had anything to do with on this particular subject. And they have been lived through and they have been accumulated. Now, an actual GPM, on the middle track, they have 16 to 18 RIs in them. It's in the middle track area. And late on the track, they go, that is closer to PT, they go 22 to 24 RIs. Each one has a crossover. The middle pair, let's say if something has 20 reliable items in it, then at the point of 10 reliable items from the top, you see, you're going to get the crossover. And the crossover is very important. That means where the individual ceases to be for the goal and starts to be against the goal. And on the opposition terminal side, you get a progression from all the way away from the goal up through the opposition terminals to the top op term, which is dead for the goal. And on the terminal side, you have the goal as an RI at the bottom, and it progresses up to the crossover for the goal, and then on a gradient scale goes against the goal. The top terminal of an actual GPM is dead against the goal. If the goal were to be strong, the top terminal would be something like weak. See, it'd be something like being weak. Now, that pattern has to be pretty well understood. Otherwise, the PC's going to get in trouble, and the auditor's going to get in trouble. That's invariable. So those patterns are all similar. It doesn't matter where the thing positions on the track, the pattern is similar. But this change does take place as you go earlier track. You get more items for the goal. The crossover drifts higher. But this is monitored by whether or not the PC, as a thetan, liked the goal or not. You can have the crossover appear almost at the bottom of a goal on one which the PC detests. To be a servant. Now, if the PC really detested that, you could expect the crossover to occur along about the first couple or three pairs. There's this individual variation. They detest it, in other words. But this isn't something the auditor has to pay very much attention to. Doesn't have to pay very much attention to that eccentricity, so that it's not an important eccentricity. It's something that you can expect to find occasionally. To be obedient or to be good, don't be too alarmed if your crossover takes place very early and the PC turns against the goal along about the second pair. Third pair up from the bottom. The PC is dead against it now, and the rest of it is just a long decline. In other words, the point of the crossover can be monitored by whether or not the PC liked having this goal and living with it. Do you understand? There's only that variation as far as the crossover is concerned. And there's the variation of shorter GPMs the earlier they occur on the track. Now, the time span occupied by a GPM is longer earlier. In other words, the earlier an actual GPM is, the more time span it occupied. And the later, the closer to PT that a GPM is, the less time it occupied. It's nothing to have a modern GPM, for instance, only occupy a billion years, you see. And it is nothing for an early GPM to occupy as much as trillions 30 to trillions 20. One GPM. These things have a tremendous space, a tremendous time spans early on the track. Horrendous. There are about, this is now a guess, but is an educated guess, about 26 of these things or thereabouts in a bank. Very few. The closest to PT GPM can be expected to be what is called truncated, and that makes it very difficult to enter the track, because it may have any number of items in it. And if anyone ever called an E-meter a lie detector, they were in error. On case analysis, you can only really take those things which blow down the tone arm. Don't take those things to just go tick. You can only really count on what blows down the tone arm, and you very often are asking the right answer without a tone arm blowdown. And there are many variations of and upsets which occur trying to Ouija board an E-meter, trying to get it to give you the truth as to what you were looking at. It is something for you to know that an E-meter is not reliable in this particular line. It is only of relative use, and if you find it all is perfectly correct on the E-meter, why, then there's some possibility that you're right. But it doesn't work the other way. If it's all perfectly correct on the E-meter and you take it that way, you sometimes are trying to pound square pegs into round holes and do all kinds of oddball things that won't go. Now, you do know that a GPM, when found, will read. It doesn't necessarily read forever, but it does read, and it does give you nice, long, rocket reads, and it does give you blowdowns when found, and so forth. But don't expect it to go on reading forever. Now, the present-time GPM, of course, being truncated, will have less than a full GPM, which makes it very hard to find its top. Let us say you are trying to find the top of the present time GPM, and you have gratuitously counted out on your meter that it has 16 RIs in it, which means that it is well past the crossover and is not yet complete. The PC has not lived this one out yet, all the way up, so therefore you won't have the exact top. Then it's something short of the final attainment of the goal on the op-term side, and it's something short of being dead against the goal on the terminal side. How short? See? And don't cut your throat after you have worked with the PC for 75 hours to get this all straightened out, to find out that your trouble is that it only had two RIs in it, the bottom op-term, and the goal is an RI. And when you have done one on which you understood it only had the bottom op-term, this is what you got off the meter, and the goal is an RI, don't be too alarmed or cut your throat or kill the PC just because you find that it was really the second GPM and is there in full and has its top op-term and its top terminal. You may not find this out until you've run 8 GPMs out of the PC. In full, beautiful confidence, you say, "We found his present time GPM. We ran it out beautifully." And you're getting down the bank, and you find out every once in a while PC has somatics, and it's sort of sticky, and things are upset. And sooner or later, you're going to have to repair all this anyway. So you go back, and you take a look, and much to your horror, you find out that a full GPM, you didn't even find anything out of it, really. Because, of course, it didn't discharge. You didn't find the top items. And there's a full GPM sitting there as the present time GPM. And then you ran all that out, and you asked the meter, "Is there any GPM closer to present time?" And the meter just smooth, absolutely smooth rise. Not a trace of any. So you say, "Well, just in case here, we're going to try to do the present time list." In other words, we're going to list as though there is one up here, because every time we mention this fact, we get a rise tone arm. Must be some mass there to make the tone arm rise. So let's see if we can't possibly try it. And you list it, and you do a relatively short list, and the PC gives you the PT GPM. And it has 6 items in it, and you do get all those, and they run out rapidly, and then you... Of course, where you've parked the PC back down the track, that's now going to raise hell with you, because you've poured all the charge of running where you had to patch up the upper bank onto the RI that was waiting to be run. So your next list off of that is going to be awfully corny and messy, and you're going to have trouble. You cannot be sure. You've got the present time GPM. You do the best you can. You find the next goals. You run them down. You do the best you can all the time. You do it as nearly perfect as you can do it, and then always suspect that there are more RIs up into PT and that the thing can be straightened out and repaired. You understand that, see? You go ahead with great confidence and do everything that you can get done, because after all, you're getting charge off all the way. And it isn't unremediable if you make terrible mistakes with the first couple of GPMs. This is not unremediable, and earlier GPMs on the track will run, and they will give you trouble, and the PC will have more somatics ordinarily. It's harder to find items, but not much harder. And the PC can live through it. You understand? This doesn't, then, isn't any particular reason to commit suicide. But don't underestimate the ability of these processes to practically kill the PC. That PC with GPMs missed, top of the bank chopped up, everything going to hell in a balloon, PC not too well educated, auditor not too well educated. This is always going to happen at the beginning of the bank, don't you see? Now you're going to have all the trouble sitting on your head, and you're all of a sudden going to skip a GPM. Supposing you did anything like this, you skipped a whole GPM because of the listing, and you actually skipped 2, and you started running one out below it, and the PC goes around with articular sclerosis or palpitations of the medulla oblongata. Feels like hell, man. A PC could never feels worse than on R4 run wrong. If a big error has developed in R4, you can guarantee that this PC is going to feel like a hospital case. Heart hurts, brain hurts, back of the neck hurts. You get into a, quote, actual GPM that has shown up every place as an actual GPM. Oh, everything is fine, and then you find out you're running an implant GPM with actual items. You get the wrongly worded GPM as you're going on down the bank. And the PC's RR shuts off. And there he is, sickety stomach, throwing up. Bad business. But he can live through it. The one you should be afraid of is the auditor not living through it. It's mainly the auditor. PC will ordinarily keep going, but the auditor sometimes gets very quivery indeed. I don't wish to paint this up blacker than it is, but I'm certainly not going to give it to you whiter than it is. So your PT-GPM is the one you were listing for and working for and so forth, and very often isn't found until several GPMs are run. You think you have found it, and then lo and behold, you haven't found it. You think you got all the items out of it, and you find out you got nothing but items from other banks. You've made a mistake, but somehow or another you kept going, and you can always straighten these things out. Now, the programming of this is only done one way. Now, let me tell you that with great earnestness. There's only one program. There aren't several programs. I've tried them all. And they just don't work. They make trouble for the case, they make trouble for the auditor, and they are undoable. There is only one program. I can't be too emphatic on that. And that is, you find the PT-GPM, you find its top terminal, you list the top terminal for two items. In other words, you list it twice, because you've got to get the first and second op terms from it. And then from the second op term, getting the solved it, you go on down the bank. All right, I've said that very fast and probably left you a bit adrift. But I'll go over it again, but I want to give you the programming. You find the present time GPM. You list the present time GPM out. You find the next GPM, and you list it out. And you find the next GPM, and you list out that, and you keep going that way. Now, you can cut in and find the second GPM by accident and find out later that it was the second GPM, and then by doing a goal oppose of it, find the actual first GPM, but that is always just in the, that's just at the risk of the game. You're just correcting a mistake made. That doesn't alter the type of programming you're trying to do. The type of programming is you find the PT-GPM or something that you could believe was the PT-GPM or that answers up and behaves like the present-time GPM. You run all the items out of it. Then you do a goal-oppose list and find the next GPM and run get its top-op term and then run it on all the items out of it and then find the next GPM and so forth. And you just keep up that action until you are at the beginning of track, and you will arrive at the beginning of track. And that is the only programming that is successful. Finding any GPM that fires and trying to goal oppose it to present time is not hard to do. It's impossible. You will not arrive with the PT-GPM. You'll arrive with a messed up track. That's not a doable program. Now, somebody has had a goal to be mean. All right, had this goal, and it was run back in 1962 and something like that. This case then is specially handled. Nope. You do the same programming as before. You can sometimes get away with doing a goal opposed, and it's been gotten away with often enough that it was not noticed that it wasn't gotten away with hardly ever. You handle this case the same way. In 1962, they had a goal to be mean, and this goal was run out, and two or three other GPMs were run out, and all this was very interesting and copacetic and fascinating to one and all, and so forth. This does not alter your programming one single scrap. The programming is find the present time GPM by listing for it. The command is very, very short and sweet. What is your present time actual GPM or any other such wording? Just list for the present time GPM, that's all. This can be a very long list, and it follows a goals list. And when you finally got the thing down to where you've gone 50 past the last RR seen on listing, and you're getting no tone arm action while listing it, the GPM is on that list somewhere, and you do it by elimination. Now, oddly enough, it sounds impossible that it would ever arrive. It sounds impossible that this could be done. And let me tell you that in actual fact, it has been successful wherever tried. Now, the bar out there was that it didn't sound like a guy would ever come up with his peasant time GPM. But actually, that was only a theoretical supposition. In actual fact, they come up with their present time GPM every time. You ask for it, you'll get it. Of course, this has to be an educated PC. PC who hasn't gone through the lower classes up to this point hasn't got a prayer. Not a prayer. I mean, even if you got them into the top of the bank, you wouldn't get them any place. Now I'm looking at an old-timer now and said, oh, I bet you I could take away and so forth, and I could show him and so on, and he'd wind up with it, and along about the time he was about four or five GPMs back along the track, he'd wish to God he'd kept them on. Find something that is really real to you in this room. Look, it isn't that they don't know the parts. It isn't that they couldn't be tracked through on some brief instruction. It's that they themselves have insufficient security on being audited to know they can be gotten out of what they're getting into, and they'll panic. They'll panic. Requires a terrific stability on the part of a PC to go through this. The auditor finds the wrong item, goes three or four down below this wrong item, gets into an endless list, somatic turns on, PC's jaw feels like it's being wrapped around to the back of his head, stomach feels like it's being tied into a bowling on a bite, feels worse at this particular moment than he's ever heard of. ARC broken like mad through some basic auditing flub, which keys in all the rest of the bypass charge. A PC without stability, education, the long haul, and knowing this, who hasn't been brought up as an auditor, at this point will say, show me the nearest hospital. And that will be the end of him. He gets in there, the doctors say, oh, your chin is on the back of your head. He's had it. It's basically a matter of understanding that will carry him through it. And all too often, you, running up the line when you get there, you will finish a session where somebody's wrapped you around a telegraph pole quite accidentally and inadvertently. And you'll say, what's going on? What's going on? And the only thing that's holding you steady is you know basically what's gone on, that it can only be a certain number of elements that have gone out, and you start sorting these things out, and the auditor has practically gone around the bend between sessions and go into the next session and say, well, you found the right top terminal, but the wrong top op term, so therefore we're bypassing the charge of the top op term, and that's why we aren't getting any place. You check the reads on the meter and so forth, and he promptly and immediately gets the right top op term, and you give him the terminal, and he's away. But in that short space of time, why an uneducated, uncomprehending PC just would have thrown in the sponge. Now, it's the PC. This is what's interesting about this process. It is the PC who comes up with the answers. It's the PC who finds out what's going wrong. Now, a very, very clever auditor can very often take a PC who has quit trying to find out, and get enough bypass charge off so as to get some facts back on the table again. I'll give you an instance. PC's next GPM found, but wouldn't read. Some reason or other, mistake made, wouldn't read, so the list is continued and continued and continued. All during that space of time, the PC is doping off, can't keep awake, GPM's missed, see? Go back, the invalidation is so severe on the actual goal that it reads like a wrong goal. Is this a wrong goal? And it rocket reads. After a while, the PC says, well, it just must be something that's so invalidated that it's got everything all upset. The PC by this time might be quite ill, by the way, feeling terrible, and so forth, and so, well, you just better get onto that goal. Just better get onto that goal, and you better prep check it. The auditors tried to prep check it before, and the PC wouldn't consent to it because he said it's the wrong goal. Get the thing straightened out. All of a sudden, well, all the somatics come off. Everything goes back to battery. It rocket reads, and they're away. Might be overlooked. Might be overlooked completely. It's mostly up to the PC. That's a brand new look in auditing, isn't it? You get the idea. The auditor's supposed to sit there and drive this 18-horse wagon and arrive someplace and so forth. Matter of fact, it's too complex a drive. There are just too many horses. Now, a PC can also be absolutely sold on something, and the auditor go along with it and wind the PC up in the soup. I've had it happen to be three-quarters of the way through a bank. This is before I became very, very wise. If you can get five items down a bank without turning the PC's RR off, don't ever let anybody sell you on the idea that the goal is misworded, wrongly worded, or a wrong goal. The RR didn't go off in the first five items. Well, that's the right goal, man. It isn't off one hair. That's a correct goal. But when I was a bit younger and greener on this particular process, I let a PC sell me the idea of it's the goal being wrong. Everything was going wrong. Nothing could be listed right. Nothing was coming up right. The goals lists were all appetite over tin cup. And everything was blowing up and so forth, and the goal had already arrived down around the crossover area, and the PC insisting it was a wrong goal. I've actually listed and found two new goals with the PC halfway through a GPM until I woke up to the fact that it couldn't have been a wrong goal. It's just that the PC had gotten into a dramatization of one of the items and so despised this goal, and so despised everything about this goal, the PC wanted nothing to do with the goal. And it was coming from the actual sense and impetus of the goal, not from anything else. But because the PC was having a hard time running it, then the auditor was willing to buy the fact that there was more wrong than there was wrong. Now, therefore, we get to one of the rules of this, of which there are many, and that is, if it is running all right, keep running. Don't make trouble till trouble happens. And you would just be surprised at how horribly true that is. It's trouble that takes time. That's one of the old maxims about these OT processes. That session time is consumed by trouble. Well, I'll give you an idea. I got... In the last three-hour session I gave on this, I got out two-thirds of a GPM, finished, found a goal, and ran a third of the next GPM in a three-hour session. Well, there was no trouble being made by anybody. Take up the trouble when you run into the trouble. Don't handle trouble you haven't got. And you can learn that real well. By George, you're going to be in clover. But don't handle trouble you haven't got. PC, happy, go on auditing. PC, unhappy, stamp on, brakes, throw out, clutch, and find out what is wrong. Don't ever force the PC forward past an ARC brake or bad trouble. Find out what is wrong. But don't try to find out what is wrong when there isn't anything wrong. Now, the reason for this is you can invalidate goals and items and make them read and behave like wrong items. And the auditor can actually make trouble. And an auditor who's bound and determined to make trouble in OT processes has ample field for his talent. Has tremendous areas of talent. He just hardly has to try at all. Now, the read which you get on an e-meter is no read you have ever seen anyplace else. It is not an RR. It is not a fall. It is not a surge, but is itself. And it looks like this. It springs up against rubber, a rubber buffer here. If it goes tick, and there's a sharp tick there, that just never will be the item. That never, never will be the item. But it's hitting this rubber bumper. And the real item will hit the rubber bumper and then go force its way through it. See, that's the way it'll read. And it goes through. It looks like it's actually ramming through a stone wall of some kind or another. And it starts and then accelerates and goes on through that wall. And that's the way a real item looks. And it only looks that way. And it goes the whole dial, and it brings about a blow down, and everything else happens as supposed to happen on the thing. Goals, when they're real goals being found next up, often read that way. And they often merely rocket read nicely. That's unimportant. It's the item finding that's important. And the rule in item finding is this. You let the PC list as long as the PC wants to list, and then you find the item on the early part of the list. That has variations to it. Sometimes the PC has put it on the early part of the list wrongly worded, and you get a wrongly worded item reading, and then the PC will correct its wording, which makes it then appear that it's on the end of the list, don't you see? But the thing to do is, these are very short lists. Item lists are short, and goals lists are long. That doesn't always hold good because my recent goals lists are 1, 2, and 3 items long. Well, I put it on the list. What's the use of going on forever? There it is, blowing up the meter, rocket reading, and so forth, and that's it, and heat blowing off, and so on, so why should we go on? If you tried to go on after that point, the PC would simply go into a blackout. Well, that's a PC getting pretty educated, man. You see the thing there, and you know what it is, and it reads, and so forth. But even then, you get fooled. Show you how little of Scientology has come out of my bank, which is quite interesting to me. It used to alarm me every once in a while. Huh? Did I take this out of my own bank? You see, was this some type of aberrative action? It used to scare me half to death. I ran into to destroy the other day on the goals line. Well, now, who or what would to destroy oppose for the next goal? I know you could say it in chorus to create. Obvious, isn't it? My bank isn't rigged that way. And you know, I had the awfulest time trying to get my wits wrapped around what the actual item was. I gave a goals list of about 14 or 15 items, which was then extended out for about 4 pages. Because I myself couldn't cognize on what the next goal was. The next goal was to worship. To destroy opposes to worship. I'm trying to get that through my wits. I was too well trained. I knew what it should be to create, and that appeared on the first one on the list. And I gave it so much credence, it's nothing but an implant GPM. See, there's a lot of implant GPMs, okay? And it'd rocket read, see? That must be it, and so forth. And the auditor would say, well, is that an actual GPM? Is that an implant GPM? It rocket reads that it's an implant GPM. Well, I know, but everybody knows that to destroy opposes to create, see? And see, well, it's still rocket reads, but it's an implant GPM. Well, go on and null the rest of the list. And finally, she got the one halfway down the first page and so forth to worship. She says, well, that rocket reads. I said, I know, but that couldn't be it. Couldn't be. And finally, I squared it around. If I were coming up the bank this way and I had to worship here, then I would, of course, postulate destroy if I got up to here. Or it opposed that way, but would it oppose this way? And I finally, creak, creak, managed to get the thing, and of course it flew into line, and after that, read well. But because the bank had become so upset by this time, it stayed upset and was very hard to run. The only thing it had done for me was give me a somatic sometimes when I played the organ. Actually, it had nothing to do with religion. That was what was the matter with the bank. At that stage, because this is way back, Thetan track, see, it had nothing to do with religion. And you try to list religious-type objects like believing, see, belief, so forth. They weren't in the bank. See, you were merely supposed to worship objects and places. It was back then when you dedicate yourself to believing absolutely that a mountaintop was holy. Only no such word is holy, you see, that it merely should be worshipped. Good game. You get up in the morning, walk out of your cave, you say, ah, I worship thee, O mountaintop, you know. Which is quite fascinating because there are no ramifications of it. Now, religion came along a few umpteen trillions of years later, see, and somebody started saying there's somebody named God, and it started doing this, and it started doing that, and you should go to church, and so forth, and it sure raised hell with my organ playing. Anyhow, because nobody could bend the GPM around to what the GPM would normally be considered to be. Well, the earlier you go on the track, the simpler and more direct the things are. Now, late on the track, you will find that these items have a tendency to be dispersive. You'll have items like certainty and items like predictability and solved by unpredictability, don't you see? And then the very next ones to it. In other words, it's a less neat pattern. A Thetan is thinking more complicatedly. He's thinking more involvedly. He's in a more dispersed state, don't you see? He isn't really down to earth and down to the groove. Now you start getting back on the track a bit, and he's getting simpler. I had a goal to construct, see? And almost knocked myself out trying to find the bottom-up term, you know, to construct, you see. Economic hazards, you see. Decadent societies. Trying to find the bottom-up term of this thing, you see. Old empires and so on, and I had an awful time trying to find it because the bottom up term was a lack of construction. You know, you've gotten so you're outsmarting yourself. Here you are at this end of the track, you see, in a highly complex, complicated state of mind. Frankly, able to think very complicated thoughts, don't you see? And early on the track, it's not even early, but on middle and back track, it is getting very simple-minded. So the GPM and their wordings look a little different. And as you get back about middle track on most PCs, you'll find out that a word like the goal is appearing in about 80% of the items. Well, let's take this GPM to construct, see? 80% of the time, you'll have constructing or not liking to construct, or something like that will be appearing in the terminals and upterms. In other words, it would be something about constructing or something like this appearing in those things, or hoping to construct, you see. That will be the tenor of the items. And about 20% of the time, you'll have something that is different, like difficulties. Not difficulties in construction, but difficulties. See, that isn't related to it. Now, you understand, I'm just talking about the wording of the items. You get earlier track, and it is all, almost 100% this way, where a word sense of the goal, well, let's take to be, you see, all right, then wanting to be or having to be might be the top-op term, you see, and then it's to be, to be, to be, to be, to be. Everything is being or to be, and all of the terminals have to do with beingness and being and to be, don't you see? So there's a be in every one of those items, one way or the other, whether it's beingness or to be or something of the sort. Well, there's just be all over the place. And only once in a blue moon do you get a rare item like time. There sits time in virginal purity. Not time to be, you see, but just time. Clunch, see, is sitting there like an iron. And means it, too. Well, but very close to PT... Very close to PT, you get tremendous variation in items, and all, very seldom do you see the goal word repeating in the items, which makes it actually much harder to list. See what I mean? Let's say we, and now, closer to PT, your goals are much more complex, and therefore they're harder to get oppositions to. The hard end of the track is the present time end of the track, the beginning of the case. It's much harder to get oppositions to something like to dance forever. Well, that's more PTGPM, see, to dance forever. Or to be an aesthetic success. You got various types of GPMs, in other words. They have a more complex thing about this. There's a greater complexity in the thing. To entice lovers. Now, you can just see the dwindling spiral of the Thetan as you look over these GPM things. He's getting more complicated as he gets on, and he's got less scope, and he's getting less wide between these opposites. And they're much more complicated and particularized, and the dispersion that he is undergoing in terms of items is much greater. And he's being nattery and picky and so forth. But you get types of items like to hope everything will be all right. Okay, now that's a perfectly valid present time type GPM. It doesn't say he won't have a simple one in present time, don't you see? But the chances are far against it. Middle track, why they're starting, they are simple by middle track, but let's say you get two or three GPMs back, you're liable to start running into the simpler types of GPMs. And middle track, you'll get such simplicities as to do, see, to think, to postulate. You're now getting very simple GPMs. And early track, of course, they just remain simple all the way on back. But your hard part of the track is the beginning of the track, and those GPMs tend to be more complex. As I say, they have more items in them. The word of the goal does not appear repetitively in each one of them. And I suppose you've gone through implant areas. You've gotten sick of these goals appearing. You've gotten allergic to it. And you don't make the goal word appear every time. Doesn't mean your track is wrong, don't you see, when you're doing it on the PC, then, merely because you haven't got the goal word appearing in every item. We couldn't have in the first place. Let's take an actual GPM to look on the bright side. You think this is going to be repeated as a mouthful in every one of those items, you see? No. Actually, there's practically nothing in that. Then you'll be absolutely sure that on a GPM like to desire, that the second terminal from the bottom, of course, naturally, would be desiring things or something like that, you see. Obviously. It'll be some verbal form of that. And late on the track, close to PT, you see, it's just as likely to be wanting something. It skipped the rails that fast. In other words, you get changes. These are more changeable. The pattern itself doesn't change. If anything, the pattern is even more secure. The top-op term is definitely the goal. The top terminal is definitely against the goal, you see. The crossover is there, and so on. Now, the hard things to list. Now, let's get on to something else here. The hard things to list are the top terminal and the bottom-op term. And that's shooting into the blue, because there's no real clue as to what they'll be anything about. The top terminal is very often controlled by the next goal. But you get fooled this way. You'll think the pattern is going to hold, and the pattern doesn't hold. Let's have the goal to postulate, and the top terminal of the GPM just before it. Of course, it'd probably be like, you know, postulating things or something like that. It might be a preview of the goal you're about to get as you're living up the track, see? Not so. It can just be completely off. It might be just sitting. It might be as far off as just sitting. Doesn't smack of the GPM that follows it, you see. On the other hand, it might be quite similar to it, like thinking. That comes very close to postulate, don't you see? In other words, you can't predict what that top terminal is going to be. That's what was talking about here. You can't really predict what it's going to be, except that it's just going to be opposite to the goal. It might or might not be a foreshadow of the next GPM just coming up. It might or might not be. The bottom-op term is the reason he done it. Of course, the real reason he done it is the GPM he's just lived through. But his particular penchant close to pre-T is usually expressed in the bottom-op term corner. That bottom-op term sitting over there is opposite. The goal is an RI. And it's going to say what he's mad at in your PT GPMs. You know, like civilization, you know. Or financial institutions. Or something other. You could just guess yourself silly. And if your PC wasn't fairly educated and his sight into the bank wasn't good and your basic auditing wasn't good and so forth, he'd just miss it like mad. Just miss it like crazy. It's a hard one to get, in other words. And that, of course, tells you that probably your two bottom op terms and your two top terminals in any GPM forecast some difficulty. The toughest ones are the bottom op term and the top terminal. They're going to give you some trouble. But that's in terms of difference of wording and that sort of thing. That's going to be rough. Now let's get into something a little bit more like technique. How do you really list one of these things and how do you find it? All right, well, you do your PT goals list, and you finally get a goal by doing that. And you try to count how many RIs there are in it and plot it up accordingly. You get you find out there's 12 RIs, 12 reliable items in it. It's not a full GPM, in other words. And you know with 12 reliable items, it's one pair past the crossover. So it's just a little bit against the goal. The terminal is just a little bit against the goal. So you get the PC to list this, but also there's another trick. What terminal are you sitting in just now? That's a good thing to list. Now, why don't you list the op term? That'd be so much easier, wouldn't it? Yeah, the op term. Why don't you list your bank? That's the same question. He doesn't know what's there. But he is sitting in and is intimately connected with, as himself, this top terminal, because that's the one he's living through life in. Now, there can be several patterns at the top of the bank, but the patterns that are mainly there are the most is just cut off at that point. And there are two RIs at the top of the bank, and one is an opterm and one is a terminal. That's right into PT here. And here's a terminal, here's an opterm. All right? It's very difficult to list for the opterm, very easy to list for the terminal. So you list for the terminal, find out what the terminal is, and then do two lists from that same terminal. One is the top opterm, and the next is the second opterm. Two lists from the same terminal. You see, because the charge will expire on the opterm, there won't be any charge left on the opterm. But you have to do two lists from it. You see, these things always proceed from the opterm. Opterm over to the level terminal with it. Then kitty corner down to the next opterm, and then horizontally over to the next terminal. And then kitty corner down to the next opterm, and then over here to the terminal. Now why? If you get this higgly-piggly in the first GPM, you are going to be kitty corner from the opterm down to the next terminal below it. And that doesn't solve. The bank doesn't run that way and doesn't solve that way, and you just go skipping out into the blue. You're in trouble right away, quick. So you get it level there. You want to get two opposition terminals from the top terminal. Sometimes you almost wreck yourself. You get them on the same list. And there's two items firing on that first terminal list. One's the top opterm and one is the second opterm. So you trace this thing back. You do your who or what would solve, get your terminal back again from it. That takes all the charge off. Take it down to the second opterm, then solve it across and go on down the bank in that way. Now, items always solve. Items always solve. Items solve. Goals always oppose. Goals always oppose. Never do a goal solve list. What goal would solve what goal? You wind yourself up in the PC in more soup than you've been in for some time. Goals oppose, items solve. And there's never any difference from that. Now you're going to run into a little trouble on this because you realize that the goal as an RI sounds like a goal. And you get twisted up here by not realizing that you're handling an item when you get down to the bottom terminal, which is the goal is an RI. But that is an item solve list to the next opterm. Now, remember what you do now. You found the hole of your top bank. You've got that now. Now you're going to do a goal oppose list to get the goal of the second GPM. You now, by assessment by elimination, get that goal. You got that goal. Now that's the end of all oppositions. That's it. But you still got an unsolved RI, which is the goal is an RI, and your next list is, and this is the most critical action in the whole kit and caboodle, is you take the goal as an RI, who or what would it solve, and get the top upterm of the next GPM. You already find it, you know its name, so forth. But you want the top opterm of that. So that's goal is an RI, solve, and you get a nice, beefy list. And you have an educated PC, he'll give you this list very easily and very well. But it still must be a long list. You have my permission to go kick yourself when you take a one-item top opterm list for the next bank. Anytime you do and get into trouble and intensives later are still sweating on it, why, you have my permission to give yourself a good swift kick in the shins because you didn't hear what I'm going to tell you now, which is just this. Just this. That is the touchiest part of the bank. And you get that top op term wrong, you're going to be wrong from there on out. You're not even going to be running the PC in that GPM. The PC will skip and go into another GPM. And you're going to get nothing but hogwash from there on. You get a wrong top op term, you've had it. All else in that bank you're about to run is going to be wrong. And it is the easiest one there is to get wrong because it looks the simplest. It's the fooler. What is it? It's the final achievement of the goal. The top op term is the final achievement of the goal. PC's now against it. Final achievement of the goal. Final achievement. Well, on a goal to sneeze, it would be sneezing or sneezed or people who sneeze or sneezers or having to sneeze and not wanting to sneeze. It's something like this, don't you see? That's what it's going to be. Now, if we were running implant GPMs, all we'd have to do is give the auditor a pattern, see, and the PC a pattern, and they just fill in all the blank spots and everything is very happy. Only actual GPMs don't run that exactly. They are quite similar one to the next, but they don't run with that exactitude. You get yourself a slightly misworded top-op term, and you've had it for the rest of the bank. There's the touchy spot. So you do a nice, long top-op term list. Items lists normally are short. Goals lists are long. Goals lists are normally underlisted, and items lists are usually overlisted when you make mistakes. But that top-op term list has got to be a nice, long list. You want 20 or so items in that thing. You want a 20, 30-item list up there. I don't care if the PC is sitting there. This is the one time you don't promote his ITSA. PC will always tell you, with what aplomb, I've done it myself. I said, no. With what aplomb, they say, the next bank sneeze. Oh, it's sneezing. That's it. Well, rocket reach, blows down, and so forth. And you knucklehead, you take it. Whoa. Only trouble is, sneezing is the third terminal from the bottom of the bank. At which moment, the whole bank goes upside down. You're handling actual mass here. And the PC doesn't know where he is, and even if you discard it and get the right one, you now have the whole bank in a tangle. Oh, you can work through it and so forth, but you'll sort of wish you hadn't. It's all tough to do. Now, the time to do it is just to sit there, meanly and viciously, regardless of the PC's ITSA. That's the one point where the PC's ITSA is totally disregarded. There's another point, is when the PC, halfway through a bank where his RR has not turned off, said it is not his goal. You disregard his ITSA at that point, too. That obviously is his goal. Now, the upshot of this situation, if you've got to have the right top-op term, the best way to get it is to get a nice, complete list for it. And you now know this list nicely, and you will get the right one firing. Now, this has to be, of course, with the PC's cooperation to get anything to fire in this sort of bank. You get the PC to put his attention on it and go over it. Do it by heat. After you've listed it down the whole way, say, which one did you have heat on? And the PC will say, oh, well, it was... It was the awful necessity to sneeze. And you say, that's fine. That's fine. You see just above it having to sneeze. There's a possibility that the heat went on with having to sneeze, don't you see? And he didn't notice it till you get to the awful necessity to sneeze. You're never quite sure about this torpid thing. So you go back and you cover that little area there and see if you can't get that to read. And sure enough, having to sneeze, you read it, and it springs, and you read it, and it springs, and you read it, and it goes, and through she goes, and she blows down, and that is the PC's item, and that is the top-op term. Now you go ahead and check it out. You say, is that the top-op term? And... PC, and that rocket reads, and that's all fine. Everybody's copacetic. Now, be very careful with the terminal. Don't necessarily do a short terminals list. Be very, very careful getting that top terminal, because I already told you that is a very critical point, because the meaning of it is very hard to get. It'll simply be an opposite meaning to the bank at large. Of course, he has some clue in the bank he's just left. and so forth. But he will normally get it. It'll leak through his skull, what it is. He'll put it down on the list, and you get that read. Now, check them both out. Now that you've got the two top RIs, check them out. Make sure, go right through a song and dance here. Just make awful, confounded sure that both of them are absolutely correct before you go another foot. Now, the reason for this is a simple reason. You can get this going in a bank, and when you've got this going in a bank, you've had it. It just goes hours and hours of slug and upset and so on. It's a sort of a circular invalidation. You find four items forward, then find one item back of you is wrong. Three items back is wrong. So you go back and get that, and then you correct the next three items and go two forward, and then you go back two, and you find out one of those pair is wrong, and then you move forward, and you're always moving into a messed up area, don't you see? You've always overshot with from listing from wrong items. Honest, it just drives a PC nuts, because now he's listed all the items he's got are on lists someplace, but what lists are they on, don't you see? And he can't quite see it and put it down. You're always listing into a messed up area. Mess up the area, then go back and correct something, you see, which automatically means the area you went into now probably hasn't got any right item in it. When you find a wrong item behind you, you accept no items you have found after that. Got that? It isn't correcting this little item and then taking the rest of them. If any of the items you found after you found the wrong item, if you find any of them are right, just consider it coincidence. It's purely coincidental. Now, the way you check up a bank to find yourself a wrong item is just go back to the top of the bank and start reading the items off with the rudiments of the session in. And read them off, session rudiments in, not rudiments in on every item. And you read those items off, and the wrong item behind you will tick. The item that ticks is wrong. It does not mean it has not been opposed. It doesn't matter if it rocket reads when you read it. It still doesn't mean it's not been opposed. It means the item that read is wrong. And that is an absolutely inflexible rule. I've gone through absolute hell to prove up that rule. And that rule is proven. If an item behind you reads, it is a wrong item. I don't care if it rocket reads or anything else. You could say to yourself, and you will, it's so sooner or later, you'll hit one and you'll be cheerful about it, and you'll say, well, I guess it just hasn't been opposed, so of course there's still charge on it. And PC says it's right. It's right. So we'll accept it, and of course you'll run into the same cul-de-sac that you just went into before. You go straight into the same cul-de-sac. You go back and try to get... use that item again that read, and you'll go into the same cul-de-sac. It doesn't matter what happened. The item should not be reading. The item that reads behind you is wrong. And it, being wrong, throws into question and throws out every item found after that. And it's only by accident that any of those items will be right, so you pay no attention to them at all. You just go on listing the bank, muddied up now, as though you had never listed it before. Now, you get back onto one of the items you've had before. You, of course, have to use its opposed list, but because you've got so much bypass charge, it probably won't be correct anyhow. But you have to pay attention to it. You've got a mess on your hands, and you have to take what you can get to get yourself out of this wicked lot. Now, how do you correct this wrong item? You take the list on which it appeared and look earlier, and if it was the first or second item on the list, look later, of course. Look, you don't continue the list. You don't continue the list you got it off of. You look elsewhere on the list. Now, it could be the list is incomplete. Let's say we're listing sneeze. Who or what would solve sneeze? Or who or what would solve sneezes or something. We're listing that list. We've listed it, and we have found drug preparations. We've gone six more beyond it, and we're going to come back and checking out the bank, because what happens is we all of a sudden can't find an item. We run into a list. It's blank. I mean, we can't get anything to read, no matter how long it lists. Where are we? See, we're going into nowhere. Where are we? And so forth. And you'll just dead end. You won't make it. And so you've got to go back, because you can't get anything to read now. You've got to go back, and you find out drug preparations. Drug preparations. Clank! See? All right, that means the list, who or what would solve sneezes. It means that you got the wrong item off that list. Doesn't mean the list is incomplete. It means you got the wrong item off of that list. So you look on that list for the right item. Two items reading on the same items list means nothing. Listing rules apply only, and do apply ferociously, to goals lists. All the listing rules you have ever been given apply to goals list, but they only apply to goals list. You can have six items reading on an item solve list. Doesn't invalidate the list. One of the six is right. And you don't continue the list. You'll find that when you have a wrong goal, you will run into a phenomenon. At first, everything you put down reads. That's one of the gimmicks. Everything you write down reads. Everything you call back to the PC reads. Everything reads to the PC. And that will continue for a little while. And then nothing reads. The tone arm goes clank. The needle goes absolutely stiff as a poker. You can't get anything to rocket read. And the RR and all motion of the needle and the tone arm and everything else will turn off completely, until such time as you continue the goals list. Now, you start to correct it or can write a goals list or something else, it'll come back on. As soon as you find the goal for that area, why, bango, your RR is on at once. The only thing that shuts off an RR is a wrong goal. Wrong items will not do so. You can, however, overrun a GPM. You can be running down. They did it here when they were first running these things a year ago or so. They go on down the list, pocket to pocket to pocket, and 30 or 40 or 50 items later, the RR would shut off. Well, of course, they had long since ceased to run in the GPM for which they had a goal. And had a long time now been running in GPMs that they had no goal. So you can overrun the goal as an RI, and it doesn't get on the list, and shoot into the next GPM, and the RR will go off. But even then, you see, it's not having the goal, it shuts off the RR. You start listing too many items for which you have no goal, and the RR will go off inevitably. The way you lose somebody's RR, needle motion, surges, and that sort of thing, the only thing, and this is a marvelous thing to know, when I finally found this out, I mean, I could heave a huge sigh of relief, because it's the most marvelous proof in the world of a GPM. You get four or five items deep into a GPM and the RR is still on. Why, you knew it was the right GPM. Anybody try to shake your confidence in that, zut. The right GPM, man, that RR had been off long since if there'd been the slightest comma wrong with it. You say, well, it might have stayed on with two sneeze, but maybe the goal is to be sneezed at, and it could be slightly misworded. No, slightly misworded, off goes the RR. It isn't even slightly misworded. It's dead on if the RR... If you still got an RR, you got the right goal. That's all there is to it, so relax. Cruel thing to do to test a goal by seeing if the RR goes off. It's not something an auditor would undertake with aplomb. That's a very cruel thing to do to a PC because it makes him feel like hell. But nevertheless, is a last resort test. And you make this test every GPM you find. You never know if it's a GPM. You're not going to sit there for hours pounding away because you're going to pull the goal as an RI up from the bottom of the bank up to the top of the bank. You're not going to sit there for hours and prep check it and call it and so forth and yip-yap at it endless. You're not going to do that, that's all. You're going to make it rocket read and it rocket red instantly. And PC says GPM, you got to blow down, that sort of thing, that's it. And after that, you're not going to call it anymore. You're not even going to say how does this item relate to sneeze? That wording is out. It's how does this item relate to this GPM? you never call the goal again. Not until you get it down to the goal as an RI. You even refer to it by the number of GPM it is on the track. You refer to it as the sixth GPM. Six actual GPM. How does this item relate to this GPM? You know, PC runs much smoother. The GPM is much less pulled up. You see why? Every time you repeat this thing, you're pulling the goal as an RI up toward where you are. And you're disarranging the bank to some degree. So you just don't call it all that much. You certainly never prep check it. You never do anything to it. That's saved for when you're straightening out the whole track, if you ever do, after you've run out all the GPMs. Oh, go back and prep check them by all means. And if you've invalidated somebody's goal to a point where it's made him sick as a pup or something like this, well, by all means, you've got to prep check that goal. But you say the goal as rarely as possible. You say, on to sneeze, has anything been suppressed? On this goal, has anything been suppressed? On this goal, has anything been suppressed? Got the idea? You don't keep saying, to sneeze, to sneeze, to sneeze. What are you trying to do? You're trying to push the PC down to the bottom of that GPM or pull the GPM up to where the PC is. Got the idea? Use that with economy, then. All right, in tearing on down the bank, you'll find there are many indicators, many, many indicators. There's lots to know about this sort of thing. But the rules are relatively simple. And they're dead on. They're dead on. You always check these things out. You always say, is this an actual GPM after you found a goal? Is this this? Is this that? Is this so and so on, so on, so on, so on, so on. You'll find out after you've run five or six out of PC that you get no response whatsoever. None. PC knows far more about it than the meter. PC said, yeah, it's an actual GPM, 1.5 division tone arm blowdown. Yes, this is the top RI, rocket read. But you say, is this the top op term? See? Is this the top op term? That's it, see? Is this the top op term? Is this the top op term? PC said, what do you want? I want to know if it's the top op term. Yeah, it's the top op term, rocket read. If it's not the top op term, the PC says the top op term, it won't rocket read. But you'll find the sub-ITSA line is moving up toward the PC's ability to ITSA till they're almost at parity, and then it reverses. I don't know what you do then. I think that's a dangerous part of the track. I'm not quite sure how you run the early part of the track when you can't get a hold of the PC and so forth. We'll know all about that very soon. Basic auditing must be very, very well in. Basic auditing must be well in on an auditor before he attempts to run this sort of thing, and the PC must be easily auditable before he goes on this kind of thing, because the littlest piece of basic auditing can make the PC desperate and very ill. And you've got to be able to promote the PC's ITSA. You've got to be able to handle the PC's PTPs. You've got to promote the PC's confidence rather than distinctly different than his ITSA. He's got to get his confidence up. You've got to nurture that confidence, because in a very few GPMs you're going to run out of E-meter. And if his confidence and knowingness isn't high, you have no substitute for anything. So the PC is moving on up the line, and your basic auditing has to be very nearly flawless. And you've got to be able to talk to a PC. The PC's got to be willing to talk to you as the auditor. All these various things about basic auditing have got to be very well in line. Now, the only thing that makes a bad basic auditor is a person who is afraid of becoming OT or sees a great deal of harm or upset in being exteriorized or in being set adrift or alone without a body, or the idea of setting people adrift or alone without a body restimulates all of those people they've held down with one foot on their throat and stuck spears in their stomachs of. That's exteriorization too. Moiter, in other words. And you get somebody who is doing a poor job of basic auditing down around level 2, level 3, level 4. Their basic auditing will start to fly out like one of these Cape Canaveral boomerangs they're sending up into the sky. And it'll just start flying out further and further and further and further because they're getting closer and closer to actually going exterior or being exterior or exteriorizing somebody. And all of the perils and terrors associated with that come into re-stimulation. It goes into many, many complications. It's don't deserve to be exterior, don't deserve to be free, don't deserve to be clear, mustn't be clear. It makes them desperately ill. They get our eyes go into re-stimulation on the subject of just the thought of moving out of the body. They go, oh, no, not for me. And, of course, they know that's so horrible for them, they don't want to do it to somebody else. And what you actually do is run into a bunch of bank. Now, it isn't the significance of the bank, so don't look for it in significances. This will be a great shock to you if you're trying to straighten out an auditor so he can run this sort of thing, and you're looking for a goal to never help anybody, see? That isn't it. It's the pure mechanics of the situation. It'll just be GPMs collided with GPMs in such a way that any thought of moving out of the body or moving into any exterior state throws energy masses into collision one with another, which brings about a feeling of blue. See? It's a mechanical situation, not a significance. And it'd be horrifying to you. You'll get a dreadful loss someday. You'll find, to never hurt anybody. And you say, well, that's the reason this character can't audit. You see, and you run this GPM out, you know, like mad. You get all the items out and down the bottom, and they get down to the bottom, and they give their next session and fall on their heads with basic auditing. Wasn't the significance, see? What it was is just a terror of exteriorizing or becoming exterior, which is brought upon simply by energy shifts. Now, frankly, you can set somebody up so they will audit and do absolute flawless basic auditing for one session. And that is, you run some OW on them. And their basic auditing will be flawless. Well, isn't it interesting that it's OW that makes their basic auditing flawless? See, so obviously then they must consider auditing an overt. Otherwise, it wouldn't be OW that remedies it. It's peculiarly OW. This has been subjected to several tests, by the way. And this is a very well-known piece of technology now. First trace of this technology was Melbourne, 1960. Test of 59. Test of auditing a staff auditor on OW, and then having the staff auditor go audit a PC and see that the staff auditor at that particular moment would turn in a flawless session. I think that's quite an interesting datum. I've carried this along the way, and I've looked now very closely at basic auditing. Basic auditing is terribly important, and actually basic auditing does not improve under training where OW is so much in the road that a person is practically swamped by it. You can stand and harangue, you can point a shotgun at them, you can do everything to them you could possibly think of, you can show them all the points in the world, and so forth, but if they consider it's a terrible, terrible overt, or that would seem awfully painful to them, or terrible loss to them, or something else. Any one of a number of these combinations, all of which comes under the heading that exteriorizing somebody is an overt act, the basic auditing will be terrible. Terrible. Now, there is a method of overcoming it. If give them a 15-minute session on OW, just general OW, not directed at auditing at all, just a 15-minute assist before they give a session, and they'll turn in a flawless session, just like that. It's the most marvelous thing you ever saw in your life. It's absolute magic. And this is very unusual, because you'd say, well, then naturally the person would have to have a 15-minute session before any session they gave. Well, I'm not pointing out to you that it's rough to do this. I'm pointing out to you that it's possible and that it works. Because it is possible to give somebody a 15-minute session before any session they give. It is possible. Now, there are no ARC breaky PCs. There are only bad basic auditing auditors. Now, an ARC breaky PC can be very ARC broke and so forth, but in actual fact, good basic auditing will bring them out of it every time. You do good ARC break assessment, find the bypass charge of the thing, continue on with good basic auditing, and that PC will not ARC break. The PC that's dangerous is the PC that doesn't ARC break but goes into the sad effect. And any PC, by the way, if audited beyond the point of an ARC break, will go into a sad effect. But the difficulty here is that the PC who goes into just propitiation by reason of an ARC break is actually much harder to handle or improve than a PC who simply screams. A PC who yells like hell and raises hell is actually, in the final analysis, really easier to handle than a PC who simply goes into propitiation, don't you see? Slightly higher tone level. But a PC should never be pushed into either. And if a PC is going into such states, as a reason, as a result of running OT processes, it is not that the PC is being run too high, necessarily. It has no basis on it, given that the PC is perfectly capable of being audited at, you know, I mean, he knows the technology at that level, that the auditor knows the technology at that level, yet the PC is ARC breaking. The fault is always basic auditing. And the fault is remediable by short sessions of OW before the session is given by the auditor. And you find the ARC breaks just go like that. That's auditing the auditor of the ARC breaky PC is what I'm talking about now. This is very remarkable. So how much for your ARC breaky PC, you see? Now, you've got, then, a great deal of technology here, and I tried to give it to you just in a basket load, and I think if you were ever to listen to this tape and take all the notes off of this tape and so forth, you would have yourself a ball, because I've given it to you in a running river. It's practically all here, and the one thing that isn't here is the exact patter, and the exact patter used is on the demonstration tape of last Wednesday. And there's some sections there of exact patter. And there is a full tape, and there are several tapes giving the exact patter. We are about to make a color movie of the exact formation of the bank and all GPMs and so forth concerning it. And the technology is all being packaged up. But I did want to give you this lecture today so that you would have it, as you might say, in a nutshell, to be on the safe side. Thank you very much.